This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock Podcast. My name is Nishant and I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that moved markets on Thursday, that's May 28th. Extending gains into the second consecutive session, the Indian equity benchmarks closed in the green on May 28th as investor sentiment remained positive on reports of reopening of more economies and a bigger than expected stimulus plan for the European Union. Asian peers, on the other hand, traded mixed amid rising US-China tensions, but the reopening of businesses and a €750 billion European Union stimulus plan helped investors play their bets. Sensex closed 595 points or 1.88% higher at 32,200.59, while Nifty settled 175 points or 1.88% up at 9,490.10. Broader markets slightly underperformed as the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices rose 1.34% and 1.42% respectively. The overall market capitalization of BSE-listed firms jumped to Rs. 125.5 lakh crore on May 28th from Rs. 123.6 lakh crore on May 27th, making investors richer by Rs. 1.9 lakh crore in a single day. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, said that a huge European Union stimulus plan provided a boost to European shares, while Asian shares were affected by the US-China diplomatic issues. He added that the Indian markets are banking on the continued resumption of economic activities in spite of still a high number of new infections. Nair further said that stimulus measures are also expected to boost demand in the economy and help the most impacted sectors to recover. The market is rising on the back of expectations, while there has been little change in ground realities. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Religare Broking, is of the view that this rebound has relieved the bulls significantly after the sharp correction of the last 3 weeks. Nifty has managed to surpass its immediate and crucial hurdle at 9,450, so it may be heading towards 9,650 to 9,750 levels. Mishra said he feels banking and financials will continue to play a critical role. Amid all, market participants are likely to keep a watch on GDP data scheduled on May 29th, while on the global front, any news on US-China tussle will be on investors' radar. Further, the ongoing earnings season would keep stock-specific volatility high, he said. Top Nifty gainers included Zee Entertainment Enterprises, Eicher Motors and Larsen & Toubro. Top Nifty losers included Wipro, ITC and Cipla. Moving on to stocks and sectors, all sectoral indices closed in the green, with BSE Capital Goods gaining 5.11%, emerged as the top gainer. It was followed by auto and industrials that rose 3.54% and 3.49% respectively. BSE BankEx, Finance, Realty, Metal and Consumer Discretionary indices logged gains of over 2% each. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Justdial, NCC, Bhel, Z Entertainment and Motherson Sumi Systems. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Z Entertainment, NCC, Eicher Motors, Godrej Consumer Products and Motherson Sumi Systems. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Punjab National Bank, United Spirits, Adani Power, Mahindra & Mahindra Financial Services and Torrent Pharmaceuticals. As many as 282 stocks including DMart, Bombay Dyeing, Mahindra CIE Automotive, Future Retail and Finolex Cables hit their upper circuits on BSE. Now let's take a look at stocks that were in news today. Shares of Sun Pharma gained about 2% after the company reported a consolidated profit of Rs. 399.8 crore for the quarter ended March 2020, declining 37.1% year-on-year due to one-time loss of Rs. 260 crore. Shares of Dabur India rose 4.49% after the firm witnessed an exponential growth in the sales of its Chyawanprash and honey range, according to a Business Standard report. Shares of United Spirits shed 2.45% after the company reported a decline of 57.82% to Rs. 49.3 crore in its consolidated net profit for the fourth quarter ended March 2020, mainly impacted by COVID-led disruptions in the market and consumption slowdown. Shares of Ujjivan Financial Services surged over 8% after the company's net profit rose 48.41% to Rs. 64.04 crore in the quarter ended March 2020 as against Rs. 43.15 crore during the previous quarter ended March 2019. Shares of Federal Bank rose over 4% after the bank reported a 21% year-on-year fall in its March quarter net profit at Rs. 301.2 crore against Rs. 381.5 crore on the back of higher provisions, reported CNBC TV 18. Now let's take a look at what technical charts are saying about the market. Nifty rose nearly 2% and formed a bullish candle on daily chart again as closing were higher than opening ticks. Experts expect the bullish momentum to continue in the coming sessions if the index surpasses its 55-day exponential moving average. Mazhar Mohammed of ChartsViewIndia.in advised traders to consider booking profits if Nifty is unable to get past 9,520 levels in the coming session. Well, that's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com to remain updated on markets, economy and much more. Thank you for listening.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.